You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Osseo neighborhood was evacuated over the weekend due to a gas leak. According to Osseo Rural Fire Department officials, crews responded to the 14th Street area at around 10:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. They say a residential gas line had been hit by a homeowner, and their standard protocol is to evacuate the area when they are addressing a hazardous leak. Fire department crews remained on the scene until around 1 p.m. while fixing the gas leak, and all of the roads in the area were soon reopened. Nobody was reported hurt during the incident. Rice Lake area residents gathered at the River Church on Saturday for the inaugural Walk for Lives fentanyl awareness event. The first iteration of the event saw a number of speakers sharing information on the dangers of fentanyl while organizers distributed free Narcan to residents. A representative from the Barron County Sheriff's Department also spoke at the event, warning residents of the uptick they've seen in overdoses involving fentanyl and methamphetamine mixed together. After the speeches, residents took part in a two-mile walk through the city. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is planning to review the results of a Minnesota study regarding the impact of wakeboats on lake bottoms. The use of wakeboats has become a controversial topic over recent months, with conservation activists warning the boats cause environmental damage and contribute to the spread of aquatic invasive species. Earlier this year, a group of wakeboating enthusiasts filed a lawsuit against the town of Scott in Burnett County over a new local ordinance, arguing their constitutional rights are being violated. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration have announced $1.3 million in grant funding for coastal communities across the state. The funding will go to local governments, regional planning commissions, universities, and nonprofit organizations for projects that enhance public access, address contamination issues, and support educational efforts. A number of Northwest Wisconsin organizations will receive a portion of the grant funding, including the Northwest Regional Planning Commission and the City of Ashland. The Dunn County Sheriff's Office Jail Division has received over $100,000 in grant funding to continue building its substance abuse treatment program. The additional grant funding comes a year after the Dunn County Jail received an $80,000 grant for the program, which seeks to break the cycle of drug addiction through recovery support services and post-release services. The Dunn County Board of Supervisors also approved the use of opioid settlement funds for the treatment program, which officially launched last February. The University of Wisconsin-River Falls has received nearly $325,000 in grant funding to support its ongoing water quality projects. The grant funding was provided by the Freshwater Collaborative of Wisconsin to continue supporting seven individual projects the university is involved in. In total, the organization will award over $4.2 million to enhance water education and research programs across the state. The UW-River Falls projects include precision agriculture research and educational camps for high school students. One person was injured in a Rusk County house explosion over the weekend. According to Ladysmith Fire Department officials, the explosion occurred on Saturday around County Road A in the town of Flambeau. One person was in the home at the time of the explosion, and fire department officials say he was taken to the hospital and later transferred to a burn center in Minnesota. An update on his condition was not provided. The home is considered a total loss, and fire department officials are still working to determine the cause of the explosion. A new report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin estimates that communities across the state could end up spending millions to address nitrate contamination. The organization's report identified the overapplication of fertilizers to farm fields as a major contributor, estimating that 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer was used statewide in 2022. As a result, about 10% of the private wells in the state and up to 20% in heavily farmed areas failed to meet Wisconsin's drinking water standards of 10 milligrams per liter. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding waterfowl hunters to take proper precautions when heading out on the water to hunt. According to a press release, taking heavy gear out on a boat during times of cooler temperatures and more unpredictable weather could create a dangerous situation. Hunters should always wear a life jacket while out on the water, avoid weighing down their boat, unload their firearm for transportation, and check weather reports before leaving. They should also inform someone of their plans before they leave. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of legislation seeking to combat the spread of chronic wasting disease. As hunting seasons begin to open across the state, State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jenna Jacobson introduced three bills to provide additional funding for deer testing, chronic wasting disease research, carcass disposal sites, and an education campaign. Since the disease was first detected in Wisconsin in 2002, over 8,300 deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease across 60 counties. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. With all the negativity and polarization in the news lately, it appears that TV viewers just want to watch people dance. Dancing with the Stars premiered last Tuesday night and pulled big numbers with almost 6 million viewers. That's a big improvement over last season. There was also a big uptick in the votes cast by viewers, with 21 million total for an increase of 163%. The real reason for the rise in viewership, according to critics, is star power. If you're still watching Disney, check it out on Tuesday nights. Speaking of Disney, if you're upset about Jimmy Kimmel Live being suspended by Disney and ABC, check out Last Week Tonight on HBO. It is an absolutely brilliant show, both funny and informative. Fresh off his Emmy win for Outstanding Scripted Variety Series and Outstanding Writing for a Variety Series, John Oliver went after Nexstar and Sinclair for cozying up to the FCC. During the episode, Oliver, self-deprecating as always, said he fully expects to be deported back to the UK. The Dawson's Creek reunion was missing one of its biggest stars Monday night at a planned event to raise money for cancer. James Vanderbeek was supposed to be part of the read, as he was the man of honor. The Varsity Blues star was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer last November, so Dawson's Creek castmate and friend Michelle Williams put together a table read of the pilot script that included original cast members Katie Holmes and Joshua Jackson. Vanderbeek ended up having to bow out due to stomach pains, but had a pretty heavy hitter as an understudy in Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. If you're a Tom Holland fan, your spidey senses were probably tingling over the weekend. The actor suffered a concussion on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day. Variety reports that Holland was injured while filming in Glasgow, Scotland for the film that is set to be released next summer. This is the first time Holland has put on the spidey suit since 2021's Spider-Man No Way Home. I said the word spidey way too many times. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle has repeated as champ at the box office from last weekend. The film held off newcomer Him, the Jordan Peele-produced thriller that stars Marlon Wayans and Tariq Withers. Him opened with just over $13 million, about $4 million behind repeat champ Demon Slayer, which pulled in $17.5 million in its second week. The Conjuring Last Rites opened at number 3 with just under $13 million in its third week, bringing its total to $151 million. Rounding out the top 5 were Downton Abbey and The Long Walk, which both pulled in $6.3 million. Two newcomers failed to crack the top 10, and one had major star power in Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell. A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey couldn't overcome bad reviews and was a box office bomb with $3.5 million at the gate. The Senior, starring Michael Chiklis, had great reviews, but only managed $2.5 million at the box office. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chippewa Valley Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun with high temperatures in the lower 70s. Some patchy fog possible again tonight with lows in the lower 50s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with highs in the low to mid-70s. It's 58 at our studios.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.